sleep can change because of medications, substances, aging, and health conditions. These influences are not always obvious. A person may blame stress, weak faith, or poor discipline when the body is actually responding to something being taken, stopped, combined, or newly experienced. Prescription medicines can affect alertness, drowsiness, breathing, dreams, urination, pain, movement, and nighttime awakenings. Over-the-counter products, herbal products, and supplements may also matter. Some substances may make a person feel sleepy at first while producing poorer or more fragmented sleep later. Alcohol is a familiar example. It may feel sedating, yet it can disrupt sleep and may worsen sleep-related breathing in susceptible people. This course does not tell you to stop a medicine, change its timing, begin a supplement, or alter a prescribed device. Sudden changes can create new risks. Instead, prepare a complete list for a physician or pharmacist. Include prescriptions, over-the-counter products, supplements, caffeine, alcohol, nicotine, and other substances that may affect sleep. Ask whether the dose, timing, interaction, or side effects could be contributing to your nighttime pattern. Aging also changes sleep, but you are just getting older is not a sufficient answer to every new problem. Older adults may experience lighter sleep, more awakenings, pain, nighttime urination, caregiving burdens, and health changes. They may also be more vulnerable to confusion, falls, or next-day impairment from certain sedating medicines. New loud snoring, breathing pauses, sudden daytime sleepiness, unusual dream enactment, worsening pain, or a major change in sleep should not automatically be dismissed as normal aging. Health conditions can influence sleep in many ways. Breathing disorders, heart or lung disease, neurological conditions, hormonal changes, digestive problems, mood disorders, and chronic pain may all enter the night. A greatly reduced need for sleep accompanied by unusual energy, agitation, impulsivity, or risky behavior also deserves prompt professional attention. That pattern is different from simply wishing you had slept longer. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Where there is no counsel, plans fail, but in a multitude of counselors they are established." Wise counsel can include a physician, sleep specialist, pharmacist, licensed mental health professional, or another qualified clinician. Bring curiosity rather than shame to the conversation. You are not accusing a medicine, blaming your age, or declaring a diagnosis. You are asking a wise question. What may be affecting my sleep, and what is the safest way to respond? God's care does not compete with medical wisdom. Prayer, scripture, and professional care can belong in the same faithful plan.